You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattresses.
A lot of mattresses can often cost well over $1,500, but Casper Mattresses cost between $500 for a twin-size mattress and $750 for a full-size, $850 for queen-size, and $950 for a king-size.
It's a steal. If you don't do it, you're an idiot.
Make love on a comfortable, cheap, but not made cheap mattress. Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Santagato. Today we got two
very special guests. We've got Alex Pavone.
Hey, how are you?
Richie Redding.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, guys. Both are really funny comedians, by the way.
Well, that's a lot of pressure. You guys better step it up today.
So don't fuck up.
Yeah, it's too built up.
Yeah.
Speaking of built up, have you tried Casper mattresses? Hey, they're good for butt stuff. Go ahead.
You know what? You've got a great radio voice,
wow,
Richie.
Wow, that was funny.
Yeah.
You know, I can bring the cheese.
Look
no
at
problem.
You.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
A new car.
This is the guy from The Price is Right.
Yeah,
if
exactly
everyone doesn't know that.
That was terrific. Yeah, my vagina went to like, it saluted you. I was like, hello.
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
No, but not like saluted. No, I didn't get wet saluted.
You
it's
are
fine.
Such a
it's
chick
fine.
Comic. You can't bring up something without
can you
dragging
just
your
go fuck
pussy
yourself?
Into, just dragging your pussy into everyday conversation.
Really, let me just say something. Yeah, thank you for not ganging up on
the
me.
No, pussy in the room, you know?
Let me just say something. Fuck you.
Okay.
Good start. I got her
anyway.
Back.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, guys. Guys.
I'm sorry.
What's up?
Let's talk about Louis C.K.'s SNL bit.
No, yeah, I saw. I didn't actually see the episode because I was out. Because you know,
because you have a life.
Because I have a life. Yeah. 11:30 on a Saturday.
Who actually
out,
watches Saturday Night Live at the exact time?
Right. So, it was like Monday morning, and I'm at work, and I see everyone on Facebook just flipping out. There's like fucking a bunch of articles written like, did Louis go too far? Did he talking about child molestation or whatever the fuck he was talking about? And I'm like, here we go. So I watched it, and it was fucking hilarious. I don't know what anyone's.
Did you guys both see it?
I saw it. I saw him working it out at the Cellar.
Yeah,
and he got off stage, and everybody was like, is he really gonna do that on SNL? And
he said that he was gonna.
Yeah,
do it.
And he was in the hallway talking to his manager, and he's like, I don't curse in it. He's like, there's no swearing.
I love that.
It's not X-rated. You know, I'm talking about molesting children, the positive points of it. But, you know, he's like, it didn't curse.
Yeah. What he said was, he was like,
it must be really great.
Right. He's like, if you get caught if molesting a child and you go to jail for that, like, everyone in jail hates you. Like, the world hates you. Like, it's one of the worst. Like, your life is terrible after
he's saying that. Your life, if you do it, you know your life is potentially going to be ruined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ruined beyond belief.
But you still want to
do it no matter what. You because know the consequences. And he's like, so if you're willing to do that knowing the consequences, then it must be amazing.
Exactly.
And he compares it to eating some kind of food. What does he say? He's like,
I forgot that part.
Yeah, he goes like, I love this food, but I wouldn't eat it. You know, I wouldn't be willing to go to jail
to eat
it.
Yeah, if someone was like, if you eat this hot dog, then you're going to go to jail. He's like, I probably wouldn't eat the hot dog.
Yeah, whatever food it was.
It's really a shame that the technology doesn't exist that we could play the audio of it.
You're an idiot, Richie. You suck.
Welcome to the new podcast. Podcast, paraphrasing funny things. We'll all give it our best shot and botch those punchlines. Hey, a new car.
Well, here, I mean, I thought I laughed. I thought it was funny, but it is a risky thing to talk about. I kind of wanted to get into just for a quick sec. I know we don't want to make the podcast about this, but I'm.
20-minute ordeal.
This is gonna be. Well, no, I mean it's going to like a weird dark place. But it's like, what is it about child molestation that makes it so quote unquote amazing for guys to do? I know there are probably different circumstances.
I can't answer that. Thank God. I cannot answer that. I'm very happy I can't. I can't. That's fucked. Can you, Rich, please?
Oh, I can. First of all, those hands, they're so little.
Richie, you're done. You're
cut them off. Terrible. First of all, you need to lower his mic. Jesus Christ.
We're no. talking totally hairless.
No, Richie, no. Okay. You're like the next Nathan McIntosh of the podcast. Whenever Nate comes on, we always
end
up.
To be fair, you asked them.
You're
though.
Asking
no, no, no.
for a devil's
I know,
advocate.
I know, no, no, but listen. Okay, hilarious. But this is what we got into, you and I, Joe and I back there. You were saying that you think it's because...
Yeah, it's. I think it's like a thing where, first of all, it's fucking easy. You know what I mean? Because
I don't know that it is.
I feel like it is because you're an adult and kids will listen to whatever the fuck you say. And they don't know
easy.
What's going on.
You gotta you find the mean? Right kid, though.
Yeah, for sure.
I think what do they say? That they're groomed, right?
What?
What?
Yeah, talk.
That victims of child predators are groomed. Like, it's usually not snatch somebody in a van and, you know, straight up abuse them. It's more like talk them into it incrementally.
They gotta, like, trust right. you and shit.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Actually,
it's fucking bad.
Yo, okay.
It's not good,
that
man.
That just makes it worse. Like, I For almost sure. wish it was, like, the van snatching. So, because doing the whole process, like, knowing what you're doing yeah. for a while over time is way worse.
But that's why you were saying, you know, it's not just about it's forbidden. Like, I get that's part of it is what you can't
have. Yeah, like
have,
you like to do shit that you're not supposed
but
to
it's,
do.
Is that
it, like, gives
abuse
you a rush.
Begets abuse, though. Like, across the board, every child molester was at some point molested.
Because I was trying to
is
say
that
to
a
him.
Fact? Yeah.
Okay.
I don't, and I, what I was
where,
saying to Joe is there's definite...
I'm not
Richie,
sure.
Richie knows his shit, I feel like. About.
I think so, too. I think he's not saying anything without, like, facts. Like, I
100%?
I don't know about 100, but...
We don't have to say 100.
Very, very close to it.
But it could be of some sort of abuse anyway. It might not be sexual. It could be they were beat to death. Because I think a lot of times, well, this is what I was saying to you, it's about aggression. It's feeling powerless and angry, mm-hmm. and you're taking it out on... an innocent child.
Yeah.
You know, there's something about dominance there.
Yeah, it's safe to say that you didn't have a great childhood if you're going around in a van and snatching kids. Like,
no, I mean,
or even doing it to a family member. So,
yeah. I totally forgot about this. I was on the junior national team for rowing for a couple summers, and it's a whole summer on a prep school campus. There's two adults there, and, you know, there's just nothing to do but row. And it was these two guys, Hogan and Reinhardt, were the two coaches. And a buddy of mine went to that school that we stayed at. And I asked him last year, you know, it's been 15 years since I've seen those guys. And actually, more than it's been almost 20 years since I've seen those coaches. And I was like, yo, what's up with Hogan? He's like, oh, you didn't hear? He's like, no, what? He's like, he got outed by Fox News that he's a gay-for-pay porn star. And he does all this crazy dominant porn. And to his credit, the porn name that he chose was Hitchcock, which is just fucking great.
That's pretty good.
But
it's not bad.
But he was a prep school teacher and got outed and got booted out. I was like, well, what's up with Reinhardt? He's like, dude, how do you not know this? I was like, what? He's like, he's in prison. It's like, what for? He's like, yeah. I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah. It's like, oh,
child
no.
pornography.
No, for he. Six kids came forward and said that he had coaxed them into sexual relationships, and they were all like under 15. And when they raided his house, they found like 30 pairs of boxers with initials on them.
Oh my God.
I spent
That's
two summers
terrible,
in a row
dude.
With this dude. And it actually made sense that, like, it was like there was a couple of like really inappropriate comments that he made. Like, he never made anything close to some kind of advance, but he, like, now that I think about it, he kind of, like, put it out there that it was like, hey, I mean, sex is just sex. What, you never, like, sat around with it? You know, you never saw your buddy's dick when it was hard? He's yeah. like, well, I'm 15. No.
yeah, he was definitely trying to ease you in. To see.
Yeah,
he was probably trying
sure.
to feel you out to see how
yeah,
down
right.
you would actually be.
Yeah, yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
He's like, oh, you never seen a dick?
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Yeah. yeah. Redding didn't react. Let's move on.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like, all right, not him.
But yeah. here's the thing.
But the only sign of him, well, he actually got outed. He had a thing on like gay.com or something when it was like when internet dating first started. And some kid like put the profile on the head of, on like the front page of the gunnery school's webpage. And it's such a liberal pussy school that because they were trying to shame him, instead they promoted him to dean of students. What? But the next time I saw him, he was in a pair of like Reno 911 shorts, and it was like, oh bro. This is not okay.
Well, here's the thing, and I was actually talking to my friend Tina about this in the car.
Terrifying,
yeah.
Well,
this is terrible.
This is what
two summers.
That's fucking crazy.
But this is what Tina and I were saying. This is so common. Like, she, especially if you talk to girls, you know, just in general, a lot of girls have been, I'm not saying guys haven't been, but girls, if you talk to them, a lot of them are like, yeah, I was molested by someone older in my family. Or it's just very common.
Stupid question. But, like, I obviously I know, but, like, what is, what?
Yeah, I know what you're
asking. What is molestation? Like, what is?
Thank God you asked that.
Right. No, yeah. I mean, I know what it is. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
There's
but
a
like,
range.
What constitutes yeah. as like, okay, this is molesting. This is just, you know.
Touching it, or right. whatever.
Like,
I got gotcha. You.
Like, what
I
is.
I think it should be. Like, suppose you're an 8-9-year-old girl, whatever.
And
someone.
That counts, though.
That counts.
I think that has to
but
count.
But then yeah. there are, of course, degrees, right? So there's ass grab, like over the shirt, quick touching. And then, of course, it gets to the extreme where, you know, rape. Right.
Yeah.
Is the most extreme of it. But
there's that middle ground where it's like, I'm really old enough to shower by myself.
Right. Which is like, okay.
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 Anyway. But,
still good.
I was trying.
God, Richard.
I was like keeping the conversation going. They were not having it. I was like, all right.
Anyway, but yeah, I want to even get into why is it so common? And I feel like it's because so many people feel powerless and they're angry and they don't fucking know how to deal with it, and they go off and do shit like that.
I mean,
they hurt other people, and it's not just with sexual molestation. It's just
I could see how you're saying that,
beating like, a kid and all sorts of things. Yeah.
If you don't have like those specific leadership qualities, like you never really feel in control of any situation other than when you're talking to someone who fucking knows nothing about the world.
You know what I mean? Could physically dominate somebody like that.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, you dominate someone when you feel powerless. Someone who feels has, you know, they're in their own power doesn't feel the need to overpower other people.
Yeah, that's a very good point. You know, again, luckily I'm happy I can't answer those questions. Again,
look at you. Yeah,
I'm sort of pumped. Yeah, that I can't give you a definite answer. So,
as serious as it is and how gross it is, I really don't think that people should be outraged by what Louis C.K. said, because it's funny what he said.
But the way he said it, it didn't sound like he was promoting child abuse.
And he wasn't he was actually even justifying what he was saying. He's like, because he said, he's like, it must be amazing. And he's like, to them,
not
he's
us.
Like, to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's like, we're awesome, but
it's,
them.
Yeah, it's definitely a sacred cow for sure.
Yeah, you know? And I mean, he's saying makes sense,
and
too.
And he did a bit previous.
But you can say
that,
this, sorry,
it was about like, that you know, so many child molesters kill kids because people are so outraged that, you know, if you molest a kid, you're going to jail for the rest of your life. So if you get caught, if you let him go, the kid's going to tell. So they wind up killing the kid. So if we just dial that back a little bit, I think we would get more of these kids back. And that was a far more outrageous bit
right.
in my mind than like, hey, they must really love it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget what I was going to say. Oh, well, I was actually going to say something about the same thing can be said with serial killers, because the killing of someone to them must feel just as good. I don't know if you ever watched Dexter, but those people definitely get a high, probably bigger than heroin to be willing to do that.
For sure.
Not only are you going to go to jail, but you're probably going to die. No, you're probably going to go to jail and one of the inmates is going to bash you over the head while in jail. Like, that's what happens to those Jeffrey Dahmer types, right? So it's like, you know, whatever it is, it's not just the sexual molestation part. There's some kind of thrill that people get from doing these kinds of things. And I do think it comes from suppressed rage, just not feeling powerful, anger, not knowing how to handle. I mean, we all feel that weird, achy hole. We're all humans and we all suffer. Some of us know how to handle it better, you know?
Yeah. So how do you feel about chemical castration?
What's chemical castration? That's when they get rid of their dick through.
No, it's
acid. Like
no, I mean it's basically a series of shots and pills or whatever that sterilize men or make them impotent. They actually do it in England to convicted sex offenders to some of them. They used to do it in for gay men.
Really? Oh wow.
Yeah. But it was even more potent then. It like fucked them all up like mentally.
Well, this is what I'm gonna say. You know, before I even say if I'm pro or con, I don't know if it actually fixes the problem, because if the person's really just wanting power and dominance, mm-hmm. if you take away their dick, I don't think that would maybe even stop them from hurting kids or hurting other people, because that thing's still there.
Right.
They might yeah. not. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know if it might solve it a little bit.
A little bit, for sure.
Yeah, but yeah. Maybe like it kind of curbs it, but I'm not sure that person still has that rage
suppressed
or something
rage
there
and, yeah, absolutely.
That's going to be acted out in a different way then. Literally, they could then become a serial killer, you know? So it's like, I don't know how I feel about
have
that. It just doesn't sound like
a
solution.
Have you ever found out somebody that you know is a convicted sex offender?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I've had that.
What? And then what happened?
Well,
mine's away. I'm not going to go into names, but it's actually like family member stuff.
Oh, my God.
So it's like, yeah. You
wow.
know, so yeah.
Yeah.
Mine
was, it was this dude that I, it was a friend of a friend that, that like, yeah, it was this guy that I was kind of trying to help that was like getting back on his feet. And there was, you know, there's quite a few people that were helping this guy out. And he's like, you know, I need a computer. And he said he had just gotten out of jail for tax evasion. And then my buddy calls me and he's like, yo, Megan's Law webpage 08037. And
wow.
And I put it in, and it's this dude, Doc, is the number one sex offender. And it was like aggravated sexual assault for children under his care. It was like
Jesus.
30 occasions or something like that.
How's that?
And,
how's
and,
that person
well, and
even?
This guy, and like, you know, this group of people like
walking help. Around.
I think I gave him a computer monitor, and it was like, that was to fucking troll for kids. You know, that wasn't
Jesus.
To get his consulting business back on.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, you know,
Jesus fucking Christ.
No, I'm luckily I
and
didn't
I'm all about
anybody.
Helping like I can't help somebody in that situation.
No,
that
I've never
like,
been friends with a person where it turned out that
yeah.
was the case.
Two in the back of the head is the only thing if I can fix
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I'm done with that person.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
They're done. They're cut out of my
course.
Life. I don't care what they've done to me.
I kinda wanna
or
fight
help
him.
Me or, yeah.
I just wanna fight
me
him.
Me too. I feel like you gotta smash.
I wanna fight that guy. I don't even know what he looks like. I just
yeah.
wanna fight him.
I didn't realize I have so many sex offender and molestation
yeah, you
stories.
Got a law coming out. Yeah.
Yeah, for a guy that hasn't been molested that
but this
I
is
know
the thing,
of.
And like
15 minutes into this thing, you got three. That's yeah. fucking, that's high.
This is,
we got more time, man.
Yeah.
Find out some shit.
So
how long you think I got in me? Let's keep this ball rolling. Yeah. Keep this molestation ball.
One of my friends got caught peeing in public, I think twice.
Okay.
And I think if you get a third one, then you have to register as a sex.
I think.
Oh,
I think
God,
in California,
yeah.
that's true. If you're pissing in public, you get some sort of.
I got a
of,
ticket for that.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think my friend got two,
who
and
can't?
He's like, "Yo, I think if I get four or three, then I have to register as a
sex offender."
That's
yeah.
terrible.
That's
Dude, I,
the
yeah,
worst
I was,
thing.
I was
that could
watering.
Happen.
I was watering the sidewalk in West Philly, and all of a sudden there's lights, and I was pissed drunk, and some cop like you know slammed me up against the wall like with my dick out. He's like, "You think my fucking partner wants to see that? It's a lady." And I look back, and it's like this. No, I don't think she wants to see it, sir. It sucked, man. They kept it, they like I, they didn't like zip me up, and they kept me in the van like making all kinds of turns and shit
dick
for
out.
Like an hour. They basically what killed the dude in Baltimore. They gave me that ride, and then just let me go. They
with
like
dick out the whole
yeah,
time.
Yeah, they never booked me. It was just a dick out wild
okay.
ride around.
First
West
of
Philly.
All, Richie, not a fan of your term.
Yeah,
dick out.
I knew shit.
Dick
she didn't.
Out.
Yeah,
she
you
just,
saw.
I
yeah.
saw. I peripherally, I saw you snap.
My face was like,
yeah.
Wang dangling the whole time.
No, not
no,
not that.
You dumbass.
It was the
dangling?
BD. It was the BD, right?
The bull. Yeah, yeah. The bull D. Not a fan.
Oh no.
No.
Okay, what is the best term for a lady cop with a flat top that has like a 36-inch waist?
I don't know. I don't, maybe just describing her.
Yeah,
I,
that
I just,
worked better than
she deadlifts about 440 and has a neck tattoo.
I love that you side-eyed and knew.
I just knew. Yeah,
Pavone
I just,
reads the room.
She just mm-hmm. like
hold on, but I do want to switch
very,
she had real
four
quick.
Arms like
we're done.
Hocks of ham.
We're what done. No. Here's the thing.
CrossFit champion.
You're done, Richie.
She's getting livid.
She's
got the hand out.
Goalie
yeah.
for the Philadelphia Phantoms.
She's waving it. She's
minor league
not happy with Richie
AHL.
At the moment.
Reference, nice.
What I do, what I'm going back to the other thing though, before we went there, is just, I do think that we all have, because I'm spiritual and I'm going through stuff, and I feel like we all have this darker side to ourselves, every single person.
It's when
you don't really look at that, or you're in denial of it, that it comes out in ways where you're doing fucked up things.
Shit, yeah.
You know, and I've read even on the podcast where Mother Teresa was like, I had to get in touch with my own inner Hitler and my own inner murderer in order to do the good I do in the world. Because we all have it. It's when you don't get in touch with that side of yourself that, you know, she doesn't say fucked up things, but it's basically when you end up doing fucked up things.
You know, more Mother Teresa.
Yeah. She, you know, I don't have the exact
things,
quote.
Like in Mother Teresa language.
Anyway, you know? Anyway.
Sins.
So that's, sins. I think we all have an inner murderer, rapist, whatever you'd call it, that rage, whatever it is.
God, that's weird to hear.
No, I think it's true.
Possibly. I'm more of an inner murderer than an inner rapist. I feel like if you're going to give me.
Pavone definitely has a murderer.
I for sure.
Really?
If yeah. I'm going to, well, I'm not going to murder anybody, but if. Murder over rapist.
The
calibres
in him.
Total. I think it's really just the way that energy is coming out for that person. Do you know what I mean? It's whatever. It's that rage. It's that quote unquote darker side that when you don't look at it, and when you just push it down and you're like shamed of it. We all have weird. Like if you just go on a porn site and you look at the tags, clearly there are a lot of us out there that are into some weird fucked things. You know.
I saw porn the other day. There was a guy. They were outside. This guy just starts slapping this girl right in the fucking face. Spitting in her face. And I'm like, well, I'm not fucking enjoying this anymore.
Wait, he wasn't slapping her with his dick?
With his hand.
Oh, that is too much.
He would, like, she was like,
was
blowing
him. Was this a recommended?
It was not recommended.
So you typed this in?
I did not type it in. I clicked on it because the thumbnail looks sick.
That's not what I meant when I said fist.
The thumbnail looks sick. Let me just check this out.
The thumbnail looks sick. Like, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, this is cool. And then he just, you know, pulls her hair back. Slaps the shit out of her like 3 times and spits in her face, and then wipes and then like smears it in. I'm like, well, you know, this kind of ruined.
I think you told
me
about this.
Yeah, no, it ruined my whole night. I was like, this shit.
But that's actually pretty common with porn. You know, like you
slap the shit out of her.
It's just like the sub dom, all that stuff. There's some. So that's what I'm saying. I think. Even the 50 Shades of Grey movie, whether or not you thought it was weak or not.
Oh, the whole, so rapey.
Just listen.
It was the most rapey thing.
But my point is that guy, the whole reason why he liked that sex was because he had a control thing. So I just think, once again, we all have every single person has this part in themselves that you kind of have to almost, I don't want to say embrace.
You got to deal with it.
You
got to
deal
at it.
With
you gotta
it.
You
got
to know it's there.
And then there's also that
you
got to
examine it.
You know, that dark part of other people's personalities that cling onto that kind of person. Like, you know, what serial killer doesn't have a fan club? You know,
interesting.
I don't know of any molester fan clubs. That's one thing that, you know, that's where the parallel ends with them.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Sure, there's a couple
on
Facebook.
What's happening?
I'm
with
sure
your
if you
boy,
dig deep enough,
where
you
is
could
Sandusky
find one.
Right now? Is
Sandusky's got to be in jail, right?
That's a great question.
He's got to be in jail.
That's the ultimate.
Where in the world
now?
Is whatever his first name? Sandusky.
Jerry.
Because I mean, Dahmer got killed in like 2 years. Sandusky's still kicking.
If he's in, he's got to be in jail. I don't know if
we actually talked about Jeffrey Dahmer recently in the podcast, but that's so. He just really covered all the fucked up bases. He was eating them.
Yeah, he was.
I was
having sex with them
what
after
he did.
They were murdered.
God,
after he murdered them.
I don't know what he did. I know he's a bad guy.
I was hooking up with a girl.
The demons
he
must
a,
have
he was
been
a
dealing
gay cannibal.
With.
He was a what?
He was a gay cannibal.
Dahmer.
He would get hitchhiker guys and like bring them back to his place for some drinks and stuff, and then whack them in the head.
Yeah, he'd kill them.
Bodies in the
freezer. Fuck them and then eat them.
Honestly, it's the most horrifying. That's what I'm saying. When you really think about how horrifying it is, and most of all, what it must have been like to be Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm serious.
Exactly. Like he can't.
The horror he must have lived with in himself.
I know what you mean.
That he had to act that out. It's like some people are in so much pain you can't even imagine. So it's like, you know, and that's an extreme. But I think most people, we all deal with suffering, and we almost aren't allowed to talk about it. Like, we all walk around being like, I'm doing good, I'm okay. Yeah. It's like, if we lived in a place where we were actually allowed to express when we were just having a fucked up day, I don't know, maybe it would be a little better.
Wait, you think repression was what was wrong with Jeffrey Dahmer?
No, he's an extreme case.
Yeah, he's very
extreme. Who the hell, I mean, he could have had 10 different things. Like, there could have been a tumor located on his brain mixed with he could have gotten fucked as a kid. Do you know what I mean? No, I mean, like, fucked in every way.
Definitely,
like,
some shit happened to him as a kid.
I was hooking up with a girl for a while that turned out she was obsessed with serial killers.
And really?
And got revealed a little bit at a time. And she had this tattoo. And she had all kinds of pretty rad tats. She had this one tattoo. It was a very realistic, old man face on a fish body. And I asked what it was. She's like, don't worry about it. So, of course, I keep pressing. And it turns out it was, what the fuck was it? It's not John Fish. We know John Fish. It was the first serial killer in New York. His last name was Fish. And he was a pedophile cannibal that would fuck kids, cook them, eat them, and then send the parents the recipes. And there's a Netflix documentary on it, and I got 10 minutes into it. It was like, I'm never touching that girl ever again. Oh my God, this is so fucked up.
First of all, I mean,
what the fuck?
That's the most horrifying, sad thing I've ever heard in my life.
I'd
that
be
guy,
so
like 100.
But to
kids.
Think,
bro,
of,
you're dating this girl. You're going to camp with a guy
dating.
With fucking dudes.
Yeah.
Well, I think Richie's dealt.
You got a lot of secrets,
bro.
To it.
I think you've actually come
you
through your own.
Jesus Christ, they're coming up all right now.
No, I think this is. But
what
this is
podcast.
The thing with Richie is I think not to do my spiritual energy reading of you. Richie's actually. I feel like you probably. Faced or still are facing your darkness, but you're really you've come no but I mean like I feel like you've come through a lot.
Where did you meet this woman?
Seriously? Oh, by the way, Richie, your one head thing is the other way. You might hear better if you flip it.
I thought I was going deaf. Thank God.
Hey,
there you are. I just noticed that. But no, do you know what I'm saying? I think before you probably faced that part of yourself, you were probably attracting people who were not in check with their darkness, and then
or he was drunk in a bar and she was there.
No, this was stone sober.
No,
or he was stoned.
Richie's come through his own shit.
No,
just because I know you a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, even the first, I've been sober for 7 years now, but definitely the first 4 or 5 years, I was definitely attracting straight up crazy, because and I was meeting a lot of chicks that were sober, and somebody said it's like shopping in the dented in the aisle with all dented cans, mm-hmm. And it's like the odds are good, but the goods are odd. So it was meeting these hot chicks that were just
where'd you meet that
sober.
One?
What's that?
Where'd you meet this one? The fish chick?
The Isle of Dented Cans. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but where?
I'm actively avoiding saying it.
No, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
How well do you know me here, sport?
I don't know, man.
You know what's
that's
interesting,
crazy.
And I don't know how much I'm supposed to be sharing, but so I'm in therapy and stuff like that, and as I'm dealing with my own darkness that I've repressed. I'm glad you like it better.
Yeah.
But as
for
I'm dealing,
the listeners, I've gone back to the one flipped up. Okay.
As I'm dealing with my own darkness, what an interesting thing that's come up is even with. So how would I put this?
Are you in Jedi therapy?
Kind of. Yeah. Kind of.
I like it.
The Force is strong.
I like it.
She can move things with her mind. She's fucking.
So anyway, what's been coming up is because I didn't deal with my own dark rage and stuff like that, I was actually attracting. People who would be the quote unquote predators of it. And I played the victim, mm-hmm. But both of us weren't dealing with the rage. I didn't become the predator. Do you get what I'm saying? But it was the same energy in many ways.
You sort of lost me though.
Okay. So I have my own anger, rage, darkness that I've not been wanting to deal with because those things are scary to see in yourself.
And you're saying you're the victim and you were attracting the predator?
But victim might be a strong word for me because it's not like victim like where I got sexually.
I got. Well,
what I'm saying is I've dated some gnarly dudes.
Okay.
Who were mean to me.
Okay.
And then I got to be the oh my God, he's so mean. He's hurting me. He's hurting me. Meanwhile, we were just playing out a dance of the same energy in a way.
Okay.
I just had the rage and I kind of caved in with the self-hatred.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying? And he got to play the person making me self-hate even more.
Yeah, I understand.
But, I had to start claiming my own stuff, stepping into my own power, looking at my own anger, because until I do that and stop self-hating, I will keep attracting that kind of a person because I don't want to be the predator. I don't want to be the mean. I still have that rage, but I don't want to take it out on someone, but it's caving in on me. And then that person's doing it to me.
Yeah.
So, but it's like, yeah.
That's what I came to realize was because, this time last year I was in the process of breaking up with, I told you about that chick.
Yeah.
This hot 23-year-old pain in the ass. But a buddy of mine who's in, Sex Addicts Anonymous, he was like, all right, so, he's like, if you kicked her out, would you feel bad? Yeah. Was she living in a bad situation before you met her? Yeah. Is she currently living above her means because she's with you? Yeah. Does she have a bad relationship with her mother? Yeah. Does she have a bad relationship with her father? Yeah. And it was like all these things that he just knew. And he's like, you're trying to save her, dude.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, I forget the exact names of it, but in codependent relationships, there's the persecutor, the persecuted, and the savior. And then there's like another wild card. And you know, when you said the dance, that's what it is. It's like, you know, that you take turns kind of playing this game. One of the deal breakers with this was, you know, this girl was a pseudo intellectual, and I had just gotten off the phone with that dude, and she was a psychology major, a senior psychology major about to graduate. And I was all pissed off about something that had happened. And she was like, what was that about? And I was like, well, I'm trying to figure out if we're in a codependent relationship or not. And she's like, what's that? I was like, whoa. and like the next morning, she wakes me up. It was like 7 in the morning. She's like, I looked it up, and I don't think that we're in a codependent relationship. I was like, why is that? And she's like, because I don't think that you take advantage of me. And I was like, I don't think I take advantage of you either. year later, still doesn't get it. Like, I'm positive. Never hit her. Like, wait a goddamn minute.
Yeah, well, you were trying to save her. But that's another thing is, you know, I'll date someone and try to save or change them. And that's my own way of distracting myself from myself.
Gotcha, absolutely.
You know, I can be like, oh, he needs to do this. And he needs to. It's always he, and never looking inward like, oh, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just another distraction technique. Yeah. Avoidant.
I mean, sure. I think for me, it's more that like, if a girl doesn't have her shit together, then it's like, okay, then I'm like off in the circus, you know?
Yeah,
like,
that too. Yeah,
my current girlfriend is like a real grown up adult. And it's like, you know, it was
you have to kind of come up to that level and own up to your shit.
Yeah, it was definitely an intimidating thing going into it of like, this chick's the real deal. Yeah. You know, like she's a fucking doctor. Uh-oh.
Can we go back to Louis C.K. real quick? We were talking about this before it started about how the rumor is that he'll get girls back up to his room with the guise of helping them out or giving them comedy advice, and then he'll take
poop.
His
I'll
dick out. Are you serious? Oh. And then he'll take his dick out and start just like jerking off in front of them. And then
in front of how many people?
Well, one person, I meant in front of her. But
oh, you just said a bunch. Yeah.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you said a bit.
You said he comes up there with a bunch people. Of people with comedy advice or something?
I mean, it's happened to a bunch of people, but one at a time.
Girls.
He brings
I've
them
heard, people. Yes, yeah, yeah.
He brings so them back up I've, to his room yes. to share comedy advice, and then he starts.
But one girl at a time.
That's how Todd Barry actually got the gig of opening up for him. Just saw load after load.
Wow.
Jesus. Took mad ropes to that bald head of his.
Real quick.
Anyway.
I laughed.
Have we mentioned Casper?
And
they definitely picked the right episode they're
built to take a beat.
I can't stop. Hold on. Yeah. Okay. So Casper mattresses are completely risk for us to stop. Okay, hold on.
This podcast, let's just remind people that this podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattresses. You can get premium mattresses at a discounted price.
They offer free delivery and returns within a 100-day period. And they're amazing mattresses. It's an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. It's just the right sink, just the right bounce. Two technologies, latex foam and memory foam, come together for better nights and brighter days.
Two foams. You don't need any more than two.
You got two great foams. It's risk-free and risk-free trial and return policy. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Try sleeping on a Casper for 100 days with free delivery and painless returns. They're made in America. And you can, if you put in the promo code IOP, you can get $50 off.
$50.
$50.
$50. So if you do it twice, that's $100. I'm not a mathematician.
You're an idiot.
$1 trade in if you have a futon. If you're a grown up with a futon.
Anyway.
I mean, let's be serious.
If you want a good mattress, a really, really amazingly good mattress for a way lower price, go to Casper.
If you still have a water bed.
It's a bed. It's a bed. It's important. You go home,
get
you gotta
a good
lay
bed.
Down.
This is a bed, and you're probably going to have it for a long time. Get a good bed.
And it's
be
cheaper than most mattresses. It's a layup. Just get the bed.
Okay. Anyway. Bye, Joe. Okay. Could you let Molly in, by the way?
Yeah.
Thanks. Anyway, back to us.
Oh, yeah.
Back to... Anyway, so Louis C.K., I heard he's so kind hard. Of a creep. Go pee, Joe.
No. We're talking about Louis.
This wasn't like my poop. This is a real pee.
No, this is real pee.
What are we talking about, Louis? Just doing that?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know, like
I think that's
have
really
I heard
weird.
Anything?
Everyone's like, oh, it's not that bad. I'm like, that's pretty gross.
I don't know that's, how responsible
it's a weird
it is
move.
To talk about something
it's a weird
unfounded.
Move, right?
It's definitely a rumor.
I don't know if
comedy.
It's true, though, too, right?
Yeah,
like, I don't know, right?
I don't get it. Like, why jerk off? Why jerk off in front of people? You know, if he's doing that, I bet he's on chat roulette just going ham.
That's still a thing? Chat roulette?
No, he's not because it's Louis C.K. He knows that if he does that, they'll get...
Who, like, do girls do chat roulette or is it all dudes?
It's all guys.
Getting each other.
It's gotta be all guys.
Yeah, and then there's like 7 girls from like Sweden or some shit who are just like, I'm just gonna check this out, dicks. But I think, you know what's gross too about that? I feel like it's like... a bunch of girls at a sleepover that'll like be like, oh, let's go on chat roulette and just like see gross people and like and then
for sure
and then it's old dudes just put their dicks out, so it's like a fucking trap. It's terrible.
Yeah. Well, I feel like the random dick pic sender is the flasher of the millennium.
Yeah.
Remember flashers? That must have been the thrill.
There was a guy.
What do you even get out of that?
With this dude?
Yeah, that dude.
Yeah,
the
that
guy who just flashes.
Yeah,
like guys who would wear trench coats and then run up and go, check out my dick.
They
and
really,
then run a fucking way.
They really fucked up the whole trench coat game, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I think trench coats.
It used to be badass, and then you get a trench coat, you're like,
yeah,
oh,
you had
well,
a proper,
you show people your dick.
Yeah, you had a nice London fog. You were a man about town. Now you're a guy that takes your fucking balls.
I actually know. I actually went out with a girl who got flashed.
Uh-huh.
And then she had to go into court to identify the dude because there was multiple girls.
Actually cared enough to go in?
She had to because it was like a criminal offense. And she reported it. So then multiple women reported it. It was like on a school campus. And
okay,
then,
that changes it.
And then they had to call her in and be like, was this the dude? And she's like, yeah, that was him.
There was
and,
a guy in Philly like 10 years ago that... was one of the lousiest sex offenders ever. He was the Center City groper, motherfucker on a 10-speed that would just go by and give an at a girl, honk honk. Just like he would just
grab asses.
He would just grab an ass and just
pedal away.
Like what are those people thinking?
I don't know. No, that guy's he's just an idiot. He's just out of his mind.
But I mean, with I almost think a flasher is mentally ill. Like a flat, like, you know, like what?
A great line from Cadillac Man.
I agree.
The Eastwood movie that a guy flashes the Bernadette Pauly, and he goes, hey, what do you think? She's like, looks like a penis, only smaller. Were you good in hard?
By the way, don't ever burn a guy flashing you. Don't tempt him to do anything worse than flashing you.
You don't think?
There was a guy.
No.
There was a guy.
I think it's all about getting in and out if you're a flasher. Are you chubbed up?
Yeah, but you don't want to. He's clearly got problems. Why would you want to egg him on?
Right, speaking of Philly,
Speaking of Philly,
I was at the trade stop and some dude was just going to town jerking off at a urinal next to me at 30th Street station, and I left and there was cops that were like probably 40 feet away. I was like, some dude's beating off in the urinal, and they both looked at each other like I just said Christmas came early. They just both draw their nightsticks with smiles and fucking walk into the bathroom. It was like, oh buddy, hope you come quick because you're gonna want to get that nut off, because
I would think that a cop would hate that scenario of like just this naked dude with his dick in his hand. Like,
that is a weird reaction for the
right?
Police.
They're like, let's beat this naked dude. Yes. Like, calm down.
No, not naked. Just dick hanging out.
I mean, either
Still.
Way. Just like,
I'm sorry, I'll just dick out talk again.
I'm not a big fan of hard dicks out. Just trying to...
How about grown man at a public urinal, pants all the way down? Have you seen that?
Dude, not since elementary school. That's a children thing.
Just
I haven't seen.
Tell me why.
Just bare ass in it.
Drunk.
Who's just like, yo,
drunk man?
I gotta take my pants all the way off for this.
There was one.
How big is this fucking piss? You gotta like, I gotta take.
It's
this.
Just a drunk dude.
There was one borderline retarded kid in my high school. Tell me your PC name for it. I'm not sure. His name was Dave Barrett. God bless his heart. He was touched with something.
First and last.
Yeah, you went. I can't get behind that.
There's six people. I don't think Dave is big in the podcast community. Yeah, don't worry
still.
About it.
Poor kid.
Of Epsecon, New Jersey.
dropped the hometown.
Social security number.
My high school bathroom, it was like 30 urinals, and all the time you would see, like, in between classes, it would be 30 dudes across, and then just, and this one bare ass in there, like, oh, there's our Davey.
Everyone had that kid in their school, though. I had a kid like that in
my elementary school.
I think he's still
like
at
that.
It?
Who? The kid?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think unless if you bare-ass once, I mean, I feel like if I bare-assed once, I'd be like, well, I'm doing this now, and just do it.
Unless
you know?
They, yeah.
I can't
unless
relate
they put
to
suspenders
this, girls.
On you.
Exactly. Yeah. That's, yeah, that you guys don't have
suspenders.
That.
You ever poop in a urinal?
Yeah, well, you guys are bare-ass all the time.
I guess you can't see me raise my hand on the radio. No?
You've pooped in a urinal, Richie?
First grade. It was an emergency. Teacher wouldn't let me go.
Speaking
in the last
of emergencies,
minute.
I gotta piss.
Speaking
so
of emergencies,
hard.
Who needs a Casper mattress?
Wait a minute, you shit in a urinal?
Yeah.
How was it an emergency? All the stalls were taken?
Yeah, I mean, it was just a freight train coming. Teacher wouldn't let me go. Stalls were taken, and I did a. It was a. I was.
I would have shit my pants.
I was 7 years old. Oh, there was some poop in the pants,
oh,
too,
Oh, for
I
sure.
Believe.
You're not you're not shitting in the urinal without getting a little bit in your pants.
Yeah, but I threw some overboard also.
Oh,
how
wow.
old were you? How old were you?
It was first grade.
Six?
Which, by the way...
It's way too old to be shitting in urinals.
How the hell
let's
did
just, you... Let's just get that out of the way.
First grade? You're...
You're not a...
Bro,
you're
I knew in kindergarten. I'm like, okay, urinals, not supposed to shit in those. That's like one of the first things they teach you in school.
Yeah, but I mean, you can still
piss your... It's almost better to like shit in a bag at that point than shit
I was gonna say
urinal.
Shit your pants get out of school
which by the way
that's what I would have done.
Signore Pavone doesn't have skid marks.
I do, but that's because I have a hairy ass. Do you not want to bring this up on the
I
podcast?
Mean just full tires like screeching
we don't need
halt.
To hear about this
look
what
look
God.
If I ever make
it's
any sort of
like,
money
sister
we're getting rid of that.
Wait, you're getting rid
there's
of
there's another person in the room. It's a
what, you're
lady.
Gonna laser
she doesn't
off.
Want to hear this shit.
You're gonna laser off the poo catchers?
Yeah, man. Listen, yeah. Let's get back to you shitting in a urinal when you were six.
Let's talk about shitting in a bag. Nigeria is home to the flying toilet. Have
what?
You heard of the flying
what's
toilet?
What's the flying toilet?
Okay, what happened
shit
was...
Out of a plane?
No, it's exactly what it sounds like. So... I think Lagos is the biggest city in
yeah,
Nigeria.
I gotta piss. I'm not yeah. Well, I'm having a tough time here.
And
I'll tell you what happened.
Well, they built up the city without building the infrastructure, and they built these like 30, 40 story high rises, but
they don't go plumbing first.
But the plumbing
no
sewage was
system.
Nowhere near deep enough, so it backs up. So the solution is the flying toilet that people just. Tie one off in a bag and fire it out the window.
Really?
Oh and my God. And I know this
that's
because
so unsanitary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
oh,
like
yeah. That's
so walking
good.
Through the hood.
I'm such a mom. That is not.
Yeah.
And good for your health.
So it's like walking through the hood there, people have sunbrellas. And it's like, why do you have an umbrella? You're not going to, you know, you're African. You're not going to get a sunburn. And like, you will see. And it's boom. Just fucking just flying dumps raining down on.
That's disgusting, man. That's
wow.
fucking so gross.
It's not what you want.
You know what? But
have you
I
ever
try
had
to
a
remember.
Bird shit on your day? How bad that fucks your day up?
Yeah, it's upsetting.
Have a Nigerian shit on your shoulder.
That's fucked up.
I mean, there are moments where I'm feeling depressed or sad, and I just say, Kate, you should be fucking grateful you have indoor plumbing at all times.
And you've never been.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and clean water.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you can open your sink up, and you have water that you could drink. And
like, here I am where I'm like,
shit isn't hitting you.
Life's not going the way I want. It's
absolutely.
Like, dude,
you don't need
I'm
a poop
fine.
Umbrella.
Thank you, Richie.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's a feather in your
cap. No poop umbrellas. I have clean water. I'm trying to keep it real.
Everything's coming up, Kate. You know?
I actually have this amazing story where my friend Shannon went to for Habitat for Humanity build homes for people. I think it was in India, but I'm not sure. So, you know, they got into teams of like maybe eight people, but there were a bunch of people. So they were building houses for a whole community. So they built this family a house and they finished and they bring the family in and they're showing them. They're so emotional. The family's like, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then the family looks outside to the house that was built next door and there was a deck on the house next door.
Hilarious.
But Shannon and them, they didn't know how to build the deck.
Oh, shit.
Someone over there, they must have finished early and they knew how to. And immediately the guy goes, where's our deck? And it just to me shows
where
you.
Was it? India. She
I
said.
Think it was
she
India.
Really?
But it just shows you human nature though, in
yeah,
general.
Exactly.
Where it's like, the moment you get used to something, mm-hmm. you're like, wait, you know, what about this thing? Yeah, it's like we forget to be grateful.
They got a deck. We don't have a deck. What's going on? Yeah, and you're like,
my friend Shane was like, I just built you a house. Yeah, you didn't have a house.
3 days ago, you were like,
but it just, I think of that and I'm like, Kate, you're doing the deck thing. Like, yes,
gotcha.
You know, you can keep working for what you want and trying to manifest your desires, but at during the whole time, be grateful. Because if you just live in America for the most part, you're lucky.
I've always wanted to see.
You got clean water.
To that show, the Extreme Makeover: Home Edition, where they build a house in 3 days. Your dad's a builder too. My dad's a builder. That like a house takes a month to build. And even that is a rush. Like they build those houses before the foundation sets and shit. They must all fall the fuck apart.
Have a lot of problems there.
Yeah, like as soon as they take the bus out, those things have to be falling.
And then they're calling the people. Are like, sorry, the show's over. Deal with it.
Yeah, Ty is actually an actor.
Yeah, Ty didn't really care. Those were fake tears from Ty. We actually have to wrap this up, dudes. How was your pee?
Fucking amazing.
Good for
two beer pee. It's a good one.
I feel like, I was drinking a ton of water at work, too, so fucking...
You think you had a 40?
Was it
a 40?
Was it pretty clear? Did you have some clear pee there?
Clear pee. I pissed fucking diamond foam? Just now.
Beautiful.
No foam.
No foam.
No foam.
If you were foaming, but you know penis, it is that foam. Is a whole other issue.
We got latex foam and memory foam in the Casper mattresses.
Okay, Richie, where can they find you?
At shitholes everywhere in New York City, and you can follow me. Everything is at Richie Redding. At Richie Redding.
Okay, Alex.
My Twitter is Mr. Alex Pavoni, but I don't go on it. And and my Instagram is what is it? Alex_the_kid_Pavone Pavone.
Okay, awesome. And they can add you on Facebook as well.
And get at me on Facebook. I'm always on Facebook chat. You could chat me up too.
Chat him up. If you guys want to find me, I'm on Twitter @JoeSantagato. And Kate?
@TheKateWolf. Thanks for listening, guys.